Well, on 3SH, before we go back to Neil Mitchell, up to the Balranald Shire Council General Manager, Oliver McNulty. Good morning, Oliver. And firstly, the border bubble rules and regulations that are in place different for both sides of the border?
Yeah, that's very important, and it is something that council and all the councils along the border regions do have weekly catch-ups with the border commissioner, both the New South Wales and Victoria, and it has been a very good way for getting information out to the community. But we do have to be very careful that once we cross the river, we are subject to the rules of each side of the river. So if you travel into Victoria, you're obliged to follow their rules. Once you travel back, you're obliged to follow the New South Wales rules. So it is important to continue to follow the rules of each state and to be aware of what the rules are in those states. The main message is stay safe. If you're not feeling well, don't work. And I would also call on all local people to support local businesses, because they are doing it hard at the moment and it has had an impact on them. So if you can, support your local businesses and just follow the rules for each state.
Hear, hear. Absolutely, Oliver. You mentioned if you don't feel well, you do have testing clinics in Balranald?
Yeah, we do have a testing clinic. The hospital here has been very proactive and has a continuous clinic. So if you are feeling unwell, just go down to the hospital. They'll direct you. You can just pull up in your car. They'll do the test in your car and you can go home and wait for your results.
And you can also get the jab, the vaccination in Balranald?
There is, yeah. So again, if you go onto the New South Wales website, they will actually direct you. You can book yourself in to get vaccinated. They'll do a couple of sessions a week.
That is wonderful to hear, both testing and vaccinations in Balranald. Now, Oliver, will this be the last time we chat?
Yes, unfortunately it is, Len. I've really enjoyed speaking with you for the last 8 months, roughly, and speaking to the community this way. I have accepted a management position with Yarra City Council down in Melbourne. Really had to deliberate long and hard about it, because I have really enjoyed my time here and I've been made very welcome by the community. But for me, it came down to family situation. I do have some family, sons down in Melbourne, and there are some personal issues going on that I need to be involved in, and I have accepted a position down in Melbourne to be closer to my family and to be able to support them. And yeah, it was with heavy heart I resigned about 2 weeks ago.
We certainly do wish you all the best there, Oliver. So where to now for the Balranald Shire Council?
So Mr. Glenn Wilcox has been appointed. He will come here on Monday and we will do a handover for 3 or 4 days next week. Mr. Wilcox Glenn has had 37 years of experience in local government across a number of councils at senior executive and general manager position. So he's a very safe pair of hands. He will come in and he'll continue to stabilise things and move forward for Balranald.
And no doubt he will. But for you, Oliver, we do wish you all the best. Family does come first, and all the best in your new venture in Melbourne.
Thank you very much, Len.
Oliver McNulty, General Manager, for the final time for the Balranald Shire Council. Back to Neil Mitchell.